Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hey, Chicago, it's Mully here.
And David Haw. We're always starting your day with the best Chicago sports talk. Mornings 5:30 to 10 on The Score.
And don't forget, if you miss the show live, you can always get us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Catch every show, every hour, every segment of Mully and Haw on demand.
It's so easy. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search Mully and Haw, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.
Spiegel and Holmes.
Hi, Boog.
We're a very important radio show, you know?
Yeah, you are. So very important.
I mean, do people have any idea?
That was my sincerity there. You want me another reading of that?
Yeah.
I'm going to count you down, okay?
In three, two, one.
So very important.
Oh, perfect. That feels nice.
Yeah.
Afternoons on The Score.
And now the 1-2 from Hunter Green. Strike three called, and the ball game is over. Hunter Green pitches a masterpiece, a one-hit shutout, and the Reds win the opener by a score of 1-0.
Highlights courtesy of The Score. The great Pat Hughes, the Hall of Famer himself, on the call. Cubs lose in an incredible pitching matchup. One does have to wonder.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Chicago, it's Mully here.
And David Haw. We're always starting your day with the best Chicago sports talk. Mornings 5:30 to 10 on The Score.
And don't forget, if you miss the show live, you can always get us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Catch every show, every hour, every segment of Mully and Haw on demand.
It's so easy. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search Mully and Haw, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.
That after the clinch in Pittsburgh and we saw what was going on inside the clubhouse, and damn it, they should celebrate getting themselves to the playoffs. When you saw I think you're watching it in real time, Speaks, and I'm just sitting there going, wow, that's a lot of garbage cans full of beer and empty champagne bottles. Oh, and dude. I know most of it's on the floor. But still, they went for it, and I appreciate that.
Well, they went for it, and some of that is obviously just for the celebration and the spraying and all of that. But that's only the portion of the day that we see.
Correct.
Remember what time that game ended, you know?
Day game. It was long. And a short flight, too.
Early day game, too. Was it 12:15 Pittsburgh time was pregame? So 12:45 Pittsburgh time was first pitch. And then there's a long post game. And I know, you know, you didn't get on the air until whatever it was. But, like, they had plenty of time. You heard it in the tone when Pat and Ron were saying, you know, who knows when we'll be getting out of here. Like,
yep.
they're used to going right to the airport on a getaway day. That was not happening. Guys are just hanging around waiting for the players to do their thing.
Yeah, and then you got like a 45-minute flight from Pittsburgh to Cincinnati. And you go there, and you're like, well, we don't have to play until tomorrow night.
I'm going to shower real quick, and I'll meet you in the bar in 14 minutes.
Exactly. Because it did feel like, other than Colin Ray, was a hangover game yesterday for the North Side Nine.
Dude, listen to Craig Counsell when asked about it in pregame yesterday, and just know that I've never seen Craig Counsell's eyes more red and then in this conversation, and maybe he had allergies or something. But also, it's the way that he kind of giggles at the end as he's given the benefit of some aging doubt at the end of this cut right here.
We had a lot of fun, and I think I think we were glad we accomplished it with a win. And it turned out perfect in my eyes. Like we were able to get a win on a day game and had a lot of fun. Then we got to Cincinnati and the old people went home and the young people stayed out.
So you stayed out.
Thank you.
That's pretty good.
So you stayed out. And he left and said, thank you. He took the agent compliment because I'm pretty sure he stayed out. They all stayed out. As many of them as wanted to stayed out.
But trust me, like if in the formation that we're in right now, like if the five of us, and I'm including Studs because he's in the back.
We got
of the
Cincinnati
row,
and the old people went home and the young people stayed out.
If yeah. if we were to win like the Marconi, right, and yeah. we're celebrating, yeah. I would be there for the beginning of that celebration, uh-huh. and then I take my old ass home. And I would let Alex and Baby T and Studs go and do what they need to do. And maybe you could go with them. But me, I'm taking my black ass home. That's what I'm doing.
I'd say up until about a year and a half ago, Lawrence, I would have stayed out with the best of them and gone hard and stayed long.
We got Cincinnati
long.
And the old people went home and the young people stayed out.
These days, yeah,
jumping on the Metro Electric.
Let's just say with the pregame audio, you could tell who went out and who stayed home.
Yeah, other than
you
Council.
Could tell. Yes, other than I'm not going to name any names, but I heard some of that pregame audio yesterday.
There was slurry audio, and I mean slurring of words, not like slurs thrown at people. But there was some slurry audio from the Cubs dugout yesterday before the game.
You know, look, with all due respect to the problem that drinking like that can eventually be, and believe me, all due respect, right? There is some inevitable facts and some irrefutable facts about the group hangover dynamic occasionally bringing people together. Like, I've had radio shows. I mean, a legendary night for me and Parkins is when we went out and I beat the crap out of him in Ms. Pac-Man.
That's
Lawrence.
Your thing.
Yeah, it beat the crap out of him, and we got ridiculously hammered, and then the next day, finally had a radio show where it was very relaxed after a very bumpy start to our partnership. You know what I mean? Like, it can happen sometimes that it absolutely brings you together, and you're doing a little more of a relaxed thing together, and it can be good. I don't know that that's true for a baseball team playing a competitive game.
I think it's one of those things where there might be an intimacy or a closeness that is grown in that moment, right. And it might not bear fruit until later on.
But I thought the quality of the radio show grew that day.
No, you guys didn't have to face Hunter Green.
Right. Hunter Green wasn't staring at you the next day.
That's
so
true.
So it makes it a little bit easier. But yeah, I totally. Also, Tanny brought this up yesterday, and I think that he's right. We've got to ask Craig about his hair, because he's got a nice piece of lettuce going on up there, too, but he's got the ball cap on so much that we don't take notice of it. Like, clearly, like, you see Dansby, you'd be like, oh, there's a guy with a great head of hair. But I think Craig is in the team photo.
Very strong. It's very strong. Hey, by the way, something about that game last night, I really like AJ and Wainwright together, and I know that there's a lot of Cub fans who hate it because they're like, man, that's some anti-Cub bias, AJ with the Sox and Wainwright with the Cardinals, but whatever. Just in terms of when they're doing a game together, first of all, it's a battery. So the way that they talk about the matchups and the pitcher-catcher stuff is
exquisite.
Oh, my God, it's good. And the same was true, by the way, when it was AJ and Ron Darling on Turner games together. Like, I like when there's a good catcher and a good pitcher together. But they had a moment, Lawrence, I don't know if you caught it, but when Will Benson was up, he was kind of leaning back and holding his bat straight up with his hands at his midsection, had a little waggle to it. And Wainwright said, kind of reminds me of Anthony Rizzo there. Kind of reminds me of Anthony Rizzo a little bit. And that was a good comp. And then AJ said, well, it's don't tell the Cincinnati people because it looks like Eric Davis from the other side. And it was like, oh man, that's right. Eric Davis did hold it down there. Eric Davis was a right-handed version of Anthony Rizzo, but like two baseball dudes sitting around.
With a lot more speed.
Yes, yes. But two baseball dudes like visually allowing a comp to take them to two different players of different eras and having it connect. Man, I thought those guys were wonderful together. And our guy Adam Amin set them up beautifully.
Well, that's one of the great things. We've got a lot of, in this town, we have got a lot of great play-by-play people. And watching Adam at the national level play with these guys and move out of the way, because sometimes this is what you need to do as a play-by-play guy when you've got two other guys in the booth and they know their stuff and they're comfortable with each other. The other thing is AJ's really bleeping good at this. And I'm glad that he has found this as a second or, I guess, third act of his life. He's so good at it, and he seems to enjoy it. And that joy comes across whether he's busting balls or if he's doing these kind of really intuitive breakdowns of what's happening inside of a player's mind, what's going on inside the game. It's great that he has found himself in the podcast world, in the foul territory world, and the stuff that he's doing for Fox. I love that for him.
Yes, sir. Could not agree more. So, and then, you know, hopefully we'll see. I'm sure that they'll get some games together in the playoffs, and I look forward to it.
We need to take one final break because we've got Cubs baseball for you tonight in Cincinnati on the Southwest Airlines Cubs Radio Network. But when we come back, let's go back to talking about Fluce and Fluce knowing Caleb and Ben knowing Fluce. That's next here on The Score.
We got to Cincinnati and the old people went home and the young people stayed out.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hey, Chicago, it's Mully here.
And David Haw. We're always starting your day with the best Chicago sports talk. Mornings 5:30 to 10 on The Score.
And don't forget, if you miss the show live, you can always get us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Catch every show, every hour, every segment of Mully and Haw on demand.
It's so easy. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search Mully and Haw, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.